The Bible said, whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. And obtaineth favor with God. That's my wife. I love her. Boy, she's a help to me. She's a good thing. Amen. So if you're here today and you're a wife, you can go home and look at your husband and tell him you're a good thing. That's Bible. That's Bible is what that is. Amen. Thank the Lord. I had a thought or something I want to share with you this morning. It'd be, if you're going to sail with Jesus, you better get ready for the storm. If you're going to sail with Jesus, Jesus said one time, let us pass over to the other side. And they got on a ship, and Jesus knew right where it was headed. It was heading for a storm. And instead of Jesus telling them, y'all brace yourself, get ready for this, the Bible said that Jesus went to the hinder part of the ship and fell asleep. That's the only place in Scripture where I ever read where my Lord and Savior slept at, was right in the middle of the storm. That's where He found a place to sleep and rest. And the Bible said the men that were with Him, He said, let us go to the other side. And the Bible said that when they got in the storm and the wind began to blow, see, you're saved today if you're here and been born again, but it does not mean all the storms will go away.
That's right.
You're going to have to sail through some every now and then.
Sure.
And the Bible said they went and found Him on a pillow. And awake Him. He's asleep. He's asleep. And they said unto Him, Master, carest Thou not that we perish? And He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And He said unto them, why are ye so fearful, and how is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the seas obey Him? And if you got your Bibles and you want to read along with us, I'm going to be reading a little bit more in the 16th chapter. The book of Acts, and this is about Paul, and the Bible said, and I know a lot of times the Spirit of God will tell us to do this and don't do that. And the Bible said here that Paul was in a place, and the Bible said that he was going to go into it. Said he was forbidden the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, but the Spirit suffered him not to go to Bithynia. But the Bible said there was a man in Macedonia that was praying and said, come over here and help us. And the Bible said that immediately that Paul began to go. Paul and Silas began to go to where they were. And the Bible said that they got over there. And the Bible said that on the Sabbath day, they went out of the city by a river where prayer was wont to be made. Most of the time when you get in somebody's home, they sit and they're shut in and they can't go anymore. Most of the time before you leave, they'll say, I'm going to tell you about being a minister now. Somebody said, well, it's all about preaching. I'm going to tell you something. You better do a lot of your preaching, brother, down on your knees. The Bible said they got down over there by the river where the prayer was wont to be made. And the Bible said there was a woman there named Lydia, a seller of purple. And she worshiped God. And I'm not going to read all of this. Whose heart the Lord had opened. And she attended unto these things that were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized, and her household besought us, saying, if you've judged me to be faithful unto the Lord, come into my house. And she constrained us. And it came to pass that we went on to prayer. And a certain damsel with a spirit of divination met her, who brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. And the Bible says they got down there with this woman over there, and they began to minister to her, and they were praying down by the river. And the Bible said there was a woman over there, though she had the spirit of divination. You say, what is that? Best I can tell, best I can understand. Brother, she had the devil about her. She had a demon in her. That was after her. And I'm going to say this, brother, that serpent that was in the Garden of Eden is still here today, trying his best to destroy us and to deceive us. And he was after this woman. And the Bible said that she followed Paul and Silas as they went to pray. And she said, this man Paul tells us the way to God. And Paul, the Bible said, after a while, y'all ever had things that be trying to do the work of God? The devil ain't going to leave you alone. There's going to be things that aggravate you. And I believe this did with Paul. And the Bible said that after a while, listen to this, and the same follow Paul and us cried, saying, have these men are servants of the Most High God, which show us to the way of salvation. And this did she many days. And Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus, come out of her. And in the same hour that he came out, and the Bible said, though, that when her master saw, what was she? She was a soothsayer. She was a fortune teller. And you notice that. And brother, I don't need somebody to tell me my future. And the Bible said that when the Spirit of truth is come, brother, he would guide you and direct you. I don't care what today's horoscope says. I don't care what the fortune at the Chinese restaurant says. Brother, I'm depending on God. I don't care how they read my palm. All they want to, I'm going to tell you this. Brother, there's one palm that I'm looking to. And that palm, brother, he said, I've engraved you in it. Yes, he has. I know the one that knows the future.
Sure.
I surely do. And you do too. But the Bible said that when this lady, they were making a lot of money off of her. And the Bible said that when the Spirit come out of her and they saw that all their hope was lost, that her gain was lost by her, and the Bible said they threw Paul and Silas and they locked them up in jail. I got all the townsfolk around. I went out against them now. And I want you to look at this for a minute. Look at that. Paul and Silas, was they in the will of God? Yes, they was. They were right in the center of the will of God. But I want you to understand something today. There was a revival that needed to happen. Rather right in the middle of a jailhouse. Yes, they was. See, if you're going to sail with Jesus, you better get ready. It ain't going to be smooth sailing.
That's right.
It ain't. And you know what? These men, they were in the center of God's will. Somebody would have said, if we had a song, they'd have said, well, they done something wrong. Hey, even myself, if I would have been there, and when this happened, I would have said, God, I was trying to do your will. I was trying to be where you wanted me to be. Mm-hmm. What went wrong? What went wrong? You know what? A lot of things A lot of times there's not anything wrong.
That's right.
It's just where God wanted you. He didn't want you. He could have told them boys, don't leave now. We don't want to leave. We're going to meet a storm on that sea. We're going to meet a wind. And it's going to be make sailing contrary. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, let us pass to the other side. You know what? And I'm going to tell you what. A lot of times we'll sail through some storms. But I'm going to tell you what. When I get my faith where it needs to be, you know what you can do? You lock your leg around the side and just hang on and have fun and enjoy the ride. Yes, you can. Yeah, old Paul and Silas, they done got locked up in jail. I want you to listen to them. And the Bible said, when the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded them to be beat, to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes on them, had they cast them into prison, had charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, had thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stock. And I want you to listen to this. And now the Bible said there that they got locked up in jail. And the Bible said they got beat with many stripes. See, everybody that I talk to, they like, well, I can't wait to get to heaven. And when I see Paul and talk to him, I'm going to tell you something about Paul. When Paul asked us, how many times did you get locked up for preaching the gospel? How hard was it on you? Did you get beat for the cause of Christ? And we say, no, we didn't, Paul. We preached in a little carpeted church where the air condition was just right, Paul. And everybody believed just like we did, Paul. Hey, you know what I believe? I believe we're going to look for somebody else to talk to. See, Paul knew sailing with Jesus wasn't going to always be easy.
That's right.
He took some stripes because of it. He got beat because of it. Nowadays, we want everything that benefits from being a Christian. We want all the joy. We want all the happiness. But we don't want none of the suffering.
That's right.
You know what Jesus said? Jesus had a cross he had to bear. And he said, you do too.
That's right.
He said, take up your cross. When do we take it up? Daily. Daily. Deny yourself. How good are we at that? Deny yourself. Take up your cross daily and follow Him. Follow Him. Where's He going to lead you? You know what? He scares me. He's scared. He don't back down from much. He'll take you, brother, right in the middle of a storm. He'll do you like David gave, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's where he'll take you. Yeah. You know what though? He won't leave you.
Oh, yeah.
He won't leave you. I know he won't. Now I'm going to tell you something. He found a little rest in that storm. Brother, everybody else was having a panic attack. Everybody else's world was coming down.
Yes,
and you know what that boat was doing? That boat was rocking Jesus to sleep. That's all it was. Just rocking our Lord to sleep. Listen, oh Paul and Silas, brother, they got beat for Jesus. Preaching. Praying. Praying. And the Holy Spirit's the one that told them to go there. And that's where they ended up at. And I wanted you to listen to what they did. Let's try to be like this. Let's try to be like this. And the Bible said in at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. There they are. Hey, you know what? You know what praying's got to do with it? I'm going to tell you what praying does to me. If you're sinning, you won't be praying. And if you're praying, you'll quit sinning. They don't go together.
No.
I tell you what, I got down on my knees the other morning in my own house. Began to pray, and the Lord brought up some things that I needed to fix. In my own life, in my own home.
Sure.
Yeah. And they prayed. They got over there praying. You know what that praying do? How that praying to let you know where you are with God.
Yep.
How they begin to pray, brother. And when you pray, listen to what they done. And sing praises. Sing praises unto God. A lot of times we think, well, boy, we're just going through the motions. I'm going to tell you what, they weren't going through the motions that night. Brother, they were following the Lord, following their heart.
Yeah.
Brother, they had something to sing about.
Amen,
and the Bible says about midnight, that old cold, damp jail. I want you to think about this. Who might have been there with them? Who might have been there? The Bible said there was others. Because that jailer, the Bible said, I'm going to tell you what they done. See, we would have said, God, get us out of here before you do something. But see, the Bible said, listen to this. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. We don't want to go through anything. We don't want to go through nothing, do we? And the Bible said there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open. And everyone's bands was loosed. Everybody's bands was loosed. You know what needs to happen in this world? Satan's got folks so bound down. He's got chains on them, chains of sin. And ain't a doubt in my mind. Hey, some of these men that was in this prison, they was probably bad old scoundrels. They was probably people you didn't want nothing to do with. Brother, they were there. But I'm going to tell you what made a difference in their life. Brother, it was when Paul and Silas got in jail with them. You know what? If you're going to help somebody, every now and then you're going to have to get with them.
That's right.
You're going to have to get with them. The Bible said there. You say, what are you getting at, preacher? I'm going to tell you what. We're going to have to start doing things to help somebody.
Sure.
You want Jesus to help you? I want Jesus to help me preach. I do. And you know when He helps me preach? When I preach to help somebody.
Yeah.
That's when He helps me preach. Brother, there was an earthquake though. The foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately the doors were open. All the doors were open. And everyone's bands was loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Now listen to that. You're talking about making a change in people. There was people there. Brother, the bands fell off. The door opened. And they didn't leave.
That's right.
Nowadays we'll say, well, nobody cares. Nobody will listen anyway. You know what? You get a hold of God. I've noticed that. Down at work. You let somebody stand up with the Spirit of God on their heart. They'll act like a bunch of godless people. Don't want God in the house. You let somebody stand up with the Spirit of God on them and begin to speak. I'm going to tell you what it does. Brother, they silence will fall over the room. They don't know what to do with it. They know they can't do without it. They'll hang on every word. Yes, they will. Those prisoners, they didn't leave, did they? The Bible said that their bands fell off. I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe their bands fell off. And I believe they got where they could see. They said, Lord, have mercy. Who was that doing all that praying? who was doing that singing. That was good. You know what? I pastored a little church right there in town Easter Sunday morning one year. Brother, those men from jail, the phone rang in the church. Had those men from jail, had they said they down here, they want you to come and preach to them. You know what? Brother, when God's people get right, there was a man that morning bowed on his hands and knees and asked the Lord to save his soul. You say, well, that was that just that jailhouse religion. That's all that was. I'm going to tell you about some jailhouse religion.
Yeah,
how, brother, we about to get to it. How the Bible said there was a jailer there. How that he was, it was his charge to keep this man. How they put him in the inner part of the prison there so they couldn't get out. And Jesus let him out anyway. And the Bible said when he saw the doors were open, he supposed everybody had left. You know what a jailer had to do? If he let go of the prisoners, he had to pay their punishment. He had to pay their punishment. Whatever they were guilty of, that was the crime he had to pay for. So it was better for him to die than it was to stay there and pay that punishment. He knew that he was just as good as a dead man anyway. And he drew out his sword. Drew out his sword. And I'm glad the Lord goes to the jail. I'm glad the Lord goes to the bad places. I'm glad Jesus sails through the storm. I'm glad it ain't always smooth sailing. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, seeing the doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing all the prisoners had fled. Listen to what Paul said. Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm." We all here. We ain't in no hurry. I like a service like that. Every now and then on Sunday morning, I get done. Service, you got to let folks go sometime or another. And I'll just go sit down on the front bench. They'll do like y'all been doing, play the piano for a while. And just to sit with the Lord. I ain't in no hurry. That's when you know good meetings happening, when folks ain't in no hurry. Hey, brother, and that's the way this was on this night. They wasn't nobody leaving. They were like, "I'm gonna see this thing. This is good right here. See this whole world. They ain't no good, is they? How about Jesus is good?" And the Bible said, we're all here. And he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling before, fell down before Paul and Silas. And brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" What must I do? That's what we want people to do. We want people to see our life and to see our Jesus. We want to see them. Brother, where we are in the earthquake? Through this pandemic, I'm going to tell you what I've seen. I've seen where people are. I've seen where people are. Yes, sir. And through this earthquake in this jail, that brother, they seen where Paul and Silas was. That brother, they were right in the middle of God's will. Listen to this. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." I believe, and it ain't changed, folks. It's still the same. The same message that saved you. That was the same message that saved this jailer. And it's the same message that will save our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Yes, it is. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. I'm glad of this. I'm glad this thing, it's good enough to save me. It's good enough to save my wife. It's good enough to save our children. I didn't go looking for something new. I wanted them to get what I got.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Listen to this. It saved his family. All that were in his house. And then look at the change. You want to change this world? You want to change this world? Listen to this. And he took him, talking about the jailer, at the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And then when he brought them in the house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. I'm going to tell you what. Rejoice. With my little home. My little family. All in my house. Brother, I'm glad of this. If you can't rejoice with everybody in your house, come right now and be saved. Do like this jailer did. Run and say, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. This is what the message was on that day. And I want you to listen to this. And when it was day, they rejoiced. I remember the night I got saved. I'd been lost a long time. I'd done been baptized. I'd done walked up. I'd done joined the church. Done been baptized. And then I messed around and the conviction fell on me and I got lost. The Lord didn't save me twice. I've just never been lost. I got ahead of the Lord. Brother, and I'm going to tell you what, I got lost, good and long. And brother, I didn't know how to fix it. But I'm going to tell you what, the Sunday night that I got saved, brother, I'm going to tell you what, I walked through the house. Rejoicing, brother. Everybody else was ready to go to bed. Brother, I was still rejoicing on what I felt. I was like on Legion. If Jesus would have let me, I'd have just went on with him. He said, go home, tell thy friends and thy family what I've done for you. And the Bible said the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, that the magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore, depart and go in peace. Listen to this now. He done been through an earthquake, done been beat, done been put in prison, and they come to him and said, you can go. You can go. Just go on, Paul. They said you could go. What do Paul do? And the sergeants told these words. It says, but Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly and condemned us being Romans and have cast us into prison. And now do they thrust us out privately? Nay, no, this ain't the way this is going. Verily, but let them come themselves and fetch us out. Listen to that. You talking about going through the storm. The Lord will let you sail right through the middle of it. They had a chance to run and get out. And Paul said, no. I said, I want to see them. They done this to me. They gonna come and get me and throw me out. They had to deal with Paul. They had to come themselves. And you know what? You're gonna have to deal with Jesus if you're here lost. You're gonna have to deal with this thing sooner or later. You're gonna have to deal with it. But I'm going to tell you what. And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. Brother and sister, I know you get beat up. That's what I love about church, Jack. So world, it'll beat on you. That's why it's so important to come.
Amen.
And to be in church, this whole world will beat on you. It'll batter you. And brother, I'm so thankful. David said, I was glad when they flesh said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm so thankful to be where I am this day. I've thought about it all week. All week I've got up early. Got down the precious Word of God. Normally I'd be at work down there dealing with all kinds of things. But all this week I've got to get down the Word of God and just sit in my little spot with the Lord and just commune with Him. See, you draw nigh to God. The Bible said He wouldn't leave you out there. He draw nigh to you. You want to be close to the Lord. Draw close to Him. Draw close to Him. Y'all come get you a song this morning. It won't all be smooth sailing. But I tell you what, I sure have enjoyed the ride. One day I feel like quitting. One day I'm so beat up I can't hardly stand it. And the next day I'd swing out over hell on a wet noodle. I hollered, here I am. You cannot have my soul. Mountains and valleys, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Mountains and valleys. And you know what? I don't know what tonight holds. Tonight may hold a valley. It may be a great mountain. And it may be just them hard, long trips up the side. Been a many a day climbing. And I know you have. Know you struggle with things, and just like all of people, hurts your feelings. Things happen. The storms come, the winds blow, it fills our boat up. I love it when we go get Jesus. Oh, Jesus, my boat's about to sink. And He says, why? Why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful? Oh, ye of little faith. He walked out on the bow of that ship. And He said, peace, be still. And I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe every frog quit croaking. I believe every fish quit swimming. And brother, and I believe there was a great calm all around that day. He scares me. He does. He does. I'm just going to be honest with you. Jesus scares me. His power. His great power. Right. They said they were fearful and they said, what manner of man is this? That even the winds and the sea obey Him. Y'all come and get a song. Y'all come out here with us. Whatever you need today. You may just need to say, Lord, help me sail. Help me sail. Help me hang on. Help me hang on. God bless you today. I love you. It's my prayer.